Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I would love to introduce to you Mr. Dylan Raymond. Dylan, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya. I just thank you again for the opportunity to be able to speak today to the listening audience. I'd like to say good afternoon. Doesn't matter where, if we're in Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time, or international. It's just a great opportunity to be able to share information with those that's listening. In fact, I just overcame a little challenge in Houston with all the rain, but I am calling in from 100-degree weather here in Columbia, South Carolina, but it's great. In fact, I was at an event today, you know, and just being able to share in the audience of some phenomenal individuals, those that I'm very, very passionate about, and that is those 1% of individuals that have committed themselves, have laid their lives, have sacrificed and given to this great country, and those are the great service members of the United States Armed Forces. So it was a great event called Combat to Corporate. So that was very good to be a part of that. But this evening, I just want to take some time and just talk to you a little bit about just a refresh from the previous month's event. You had an opportunity to crawl in my February talk. You walked a little bit in my March talk. And tonight, I want to position you to be ready to run, be ready to graduate, and to put all those tools together to be able to transition, to move from rucksack to briefcase. And I'm so excited to do that. So let me tell you a little bit about Dylan Raymond. Dylan Raymond, I am a 25-year veteran known as the transition expert. I'm very, very passionate about making and being able to give back and to educate, inspire, and encourage individuals to be in the best position to make that transition from whether it's the military to civilian or whether it's military to entrepreneurship, just being able to have the tools, the keys to be able to do that. Why is that the case? Because back in 2005, when I had to face the transition, and it was at a time that I had a tremendous amount of experience. You know, I had some education, but I didn't realize that I didn't have the keys to be successful. Although I had the talent, the skills, and the abilities, it was a different culture. So I had to be able to navigate, to be able to educate, and be able to figure out how do I fit into this mold and make that transition. It was a struggle. 4 months went unemployed, trying to figure it out, you know, trying to master this resume, these interviewing techniques, because quite honestly, the military set it up. They did everything for me pretty much. They told me, hey, this is your rank, this is how many years you served in, this is what your pay is. This is where you serve. Until it came to a point where I had to take charge, I had to take ownership. I had to not make this whole process confusing. It was fearful because I was very successful in one aspect and then being able to move in another aspect and still to be successful. And as a result, that 4 months of pain is when the idea came to me to publish a book, and I published the books. I am a published author. It's called Rucksack to Briefcase. It is a transition guide for service members and their families. And if there's anyone on the call today that's anywhere in the Columbia, South Carolina area, I'll be doing a book signing this weekend. So that's a great opportunity. I'd love to come to meet you and sign your book and just give you that face-to-face time. And so, out of that passion, I realized that my calling was to change the world from the front of the room by giving back, by again, educating and inspiring service members how to move from rucksack to rejection, to rucksack to briefcase, or to make that transition. So I had an opportunity to have some mentors. I had an opportunity to kind of exercise and kind of strengthen and kind of get more educated and more confident in that transition. And as a result, I made a successful transition. But so I'm just going to kind of refresh your memory from what we talked about, just to kind of bring you up to speed to what I'm going to talk about tonight. So the first five steps that I talked about is to be able to take ownership of the transition. This is an individual task. There's a ton of people that will help you, but you want to be in a position to lead the pack on. You want to have some investment. You want to have some skin in the game. The second thing you want to do is you want to master the art of transition, because it is an art, you know, to be able to figure out changing the acronyms into something that maybe a hiring manager that don't understand military speak can understand what you bring to the table and how you can solve their problems. You also want to master the art of communication, and that, again, changing from the acronyms, changing, that's almost like if you're traveling in a foreign country and the individual's only talking to you in that foreign language. After some point, you're just going to shut down. You're not even going to listen. So those are some of the things individuals would actually shut you down. So you want to be able to – I was able to get educated and get the words exactly to make that transition. The resume, I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that, but, it's basically explaining who'd you work for, what did you do, what was your scope of responsibility, where you worked, and to be able to answer the questions before individuals ask. And the last thing I talked about is network. Again, the second thing on top of that is network. And lastly, of course, network. So networking is the key. And my motto, again, is network or not work. You want to be able to connect with individuals that's going to be able to maybe help you to get into that front of that hiring manager or that hiring official. Then we move into the walk phase, which is being able to be successful with a salute. And simply salute is a way that we learn to be able to give information, gather information about another organization and be able to disseminate it in such a way that we can give a lot of some detailed information, but very focused information so that it can help our organization or know a little bit about the organization. So we use salute. What is salute? S, what is the size of the organization? A, what's the activities that the organization do? You want to know what the company is involved in. How do they make money? What are their locations for the L? How is the upper management? What is the leadership like? T, what is the time period it will take you to, how long has the company been in business? How long would it take you to get on with this company? And E, what is the estimated time for you to be on seat, to actually fill the particular role? So those two things put together with what I'm going to talk about tonight is actually putting all those pieces together. And I'm going to be able to share something with you tonight that's going to revolutionize your thought process, because you already have gone through the transition process. So I'm going to tell it in a story. I love telling a story or an analogy. So in the military, if I was to say, you know what, I want you, soldier, or the airman, marine, Coast Guard, I want you, you're going to be going to the range, the qualification range, tomorrow. Immediately, if I say that, it's going to be some things that trigger you to take action, to do a certain thing. You know that if you go into the weapons qualification range, the first thing you're going to need to do is you need to go by the arms room, pick up your weapon. Okay, maybe not a weapon is a good thing, but this is a good analogy. And what would you do? You're going to inspect that weapon. Okay, and even if, because we don't qualify but maybe once or twice a year, you're going to inspect the weapon. You're going to make sure it's clean. You're going to make sure it's functional prior to getting out on what we call the zero range, because each weapon has to be adjusted to the individual that's firing the weapon. So what do? We zero that particular weapon. So there's some things that you do when you get out there, and the goal to let the individual that's training you, the coach, is to be able to get that weapon, to zero that weapon on, align that weapon with your eyesight so that you'll be able to hit 5 out of 6 rounds in a 4-centimeter circle. So what that will signify to the instructor is that you are proficient enough to move up to the qualification range. And if not, then we'll give you some remedial training. We'll take you through an additional series of exercises to get you functional or make you proficient in that particular area. So we utilize what's called the fundamentals of basic rifle marksmanship. Anything you do, fundamentals to basketball. You look at the San Antonio Spurs last year, everybody said, wow, this is an older, more mature team. But guess what? Those individuals were able to beat the Miami Heat because of the pure fundamentals. So guess what? Fundamentals of basic rifle marksmanship. And stay with me, because I am going somewhere with this. So the 4 fundamentals is, 1, being proper breathing. You want to be able to relax. You want to be able to aim, you know, have a good, steady aim, because if you consistently aim at the same location, you're going to put the round within the close proximity. You're going to be able to squeeze the trigger, and those 4 fundamentals should, if applied consistently, should be able to zero that weapon, and we can move you down to the qualification range so that you'll be able to qualify. So now once you get to the qualification range, there's 4 things that can happen. You can aim a bolo, meaning that you won't qualify. You can shoot marksmanship. You can shoot expert, or you can shoot sharpshooter. Those are the 4 things that can happen on the range. Now, once you qualify, then what will happen? Then you'll come off the range, and then you'll maintain that weapon, recover, you'll clean the weapon. But that's that one step. That's the complete cycle. So how does that apply to transition doctrine? Well, that's a great question. I'm glad everyone on the call asked the question, because I'm going to explain it to you. So in the transition process, as you begin to move and graduate in this process, we're going to issue you a weapon in the transition process. And that weapon of choice is going to be a resume. So we're going to have you get this resume together, I mean, whether somebody prepares it for you. You get a coach like myself that can help you tighten it up and begin to start applying for different roles. Well, how do you know if that resume is good? That is a great question for those of you that's on the call, and I appreciate you asking. You test it out, and how do you know it's good? It's because you'll get callbacks. If you're not getting callbacks, then the first thing you want to evaluate is, well, maybe it is something with the resume. But I caution you, with the resume, is to minimize the amount of individuals that's giving you feedback. Because if you show it to 10 people, guess what? You're going to get 10 different opinions. So maybe 1 or 2 people to actually get you going in the right direction. And, again, the best way to judge it is when you get calls from recruiters, calls from hiring managers, individuals that want to do a telephone interview or get to know you conversation and learn a little bit more about you. So that is the zero process that I talked about, aligning your sights on the weapon. This is the same thing. Just in the same process, basically. So you will be tightening up your resume. So now, once you get that calls back, you're getting calls for interviews, things like that, we're going to move you down to the qualification range. And then we're going to give you, just like the 4 fundamentals of basic rifle marksmanship, we're going to give you 4 fundamentals of a successful transition. And we're going to use the acronym NAP. So we're going to have you take a NAP. So K, what is the K in NAP? What does the K stand for in NAP? You want to know what you want to do. You have to know what you want to do. At least know where you want to be geographically. I can't tell you how many times I've been at events. I've asked individuals, hey, what is it that you want to do? Well, I just want a job. Okay, great. Where would you like to work? I'd like to work anywhere. Okay, very good. That is very simple. So go down to that broom closet, get your broom, is usually what I say, and you can start sweeping in this particular area, and then now I'm giving you a job, and you don't even have to travel. You can work local. But I use that as a teaching moment. I say, hey, look, you got to really know what you want to do. At least get yourself in a zip code, and then we can work on giving you an address. But get yourself in the proximity so I can help you. You can help me help you by at least giving me an idea. We can tweak it and kind of move you in that particular direction. And the end again, is networking, and that's through social media. And if individuals on the phone is not utilizing social media, it's a very must. LinkedIn, 225 million users plus that's on LinkedIn. So it's not Tinder, Match, Craigslist, or Facebook. It is a professional site that you can connect with individuals that would expose you or get you into front of individuals by connecting with individuals and developing a relationship. So you don't want to connect with the individual and then the next day you say, hey, great, thanks for connecting. By the way, can I move in? You know, relationships are built over time. So there's a give and take. There's a building of trust, some familiarity, you know, so you want to build relationships based over time, not an immediate overnight success or overnight relationships. This one here on the A is going to really, really be a tough one for military because the military, you know, we're type A personality, you know. We've been taught to, you know, just make it happen, you know, suck it up, figure it out. You know, you can do it. You can hide behind those the rank there. But the A, I'm going to tell you and recommend and suggest to you is to ask for help. If you're in a tough situation, ask for help, because there are a ton of individuals that are ready, willing, and able to assist you and to help you in the process. So you just have to ask. And the last piece would be it's a process. You can't eat an elephant overnight. However, you can do it one bite at a time, or eat an elephant in one bite, I should say. But you can one bite at a time. You got to practice. You have to practice. You got to practice. And again, this is assuming now that we're on that qualification range. Now, here's several things that can happen. Now you zeroed that resume. You're getting callbacks. You're taking your nap. Now, one or two things will happen. You won't get the offer, which is fine. You'll get practice. You will get an offer, and you'll accept. You'll get an offer and perhaps decline. And the beauty, and this is the good one, that one round hit two birds with one stone. How about having multiple offers? That is a good position to be in when you can get multiple offers. You want to be able to, you know, answer behavior-based interview questions. So these are some of the things that I think is absolutely crucial, absolutely critical. I know we talked about a lot, and it's a lot to put the pieces together. But one of the things I do know that you understand is in all training in the military, there is a crawl phase, which we talked about. There is a walk phase, and then it's a run phase. And these are the type of things that I like to work with individuals to be able to get you, to show you that you've already did this process. You just have to take the time to see. Now if I say, hey, you know what, I want you to attack this transition process as if you are going to the range. Now you have a roadmap. Now you will be able to approach it with confidence, knowing that, you know what, I did something similar to that, and I'll be able to be successful in the approach utilizing the same principle. So this is, again, my name is Dylan Raymond. Just want to connect with you, take the opportunity to connect with you. And I'd love you to have an offer that I love individuals. If you go to my website is Dylan E. Raymond. I'll spell it D-Y-L-A-N-E, Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D dot mellowlist.com. And if you sign on the mellowlist, you'll get a free copy of my book. I love the opportunity to share with you 15 minutes, just kind of get an idea, learn a little bit about you, maybe how I can help you. You can visit the contact page, fill out the information, and I'd love to give you a 15-minute consultation free of charge. What I'd like you to do in the question section is just to type in May PSA. Again, that's May PSA, which stands for May Public Speakers Association. I'm also on Twitter. My handle on Twitter is I am Dylan Raymond. Again, that's I am Dylan Raymond. I am on LinkedIn, so I would absolutely recommend that you connect with me on LinkedIn. And that's Dylan Raymond. I'd probably be one of the first ones to pop up because I'm very active out there on LinkedIn. And again, my passion, my whole purpose is to change the world by impacting you, by inspiring you, by encouraging you to do what you've already done, because corporate America needs your talent, your skills, your abilities. You can also reach me. My email is Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, at DylanERaymond.com. Again, it's Dylan at DylanERaymond.com. Phone number, direct phone number, is 832-301-5110. That's 832-301-5110. And in closing, what I'd like to say, because I know military, we like to dot the I's, cross the T's, anticipate the commands. But just remember, success is about doing the right thing. It's not about doing everything right. And that's one of the things I love about being a part of Public Speakers Association, because one of the rules are you can be imperfect. So it's okay to make some mistakes. In fact, the more you make, the better off you'll be and the stronger you'll be as you begin to transition and go through this transition process. So, again, I want to thank each and every one of you for the time. I'd love you to connect with me. I'd love to learn a little bit more about you and how I can help you and some of the things that I can do to get you to move from rucksack to briefcase. So thank you so much for your time this evening. Thank you so much, Tanya, for allowing me to share the platform this evening.